Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now, yeah. I'm still not sure if I should get starring billing.
You're starring, Reg.
Thanks. My agent did a fantastic job or something.
Act like a star.
Okay, yeah. I'll do my best. Yeah. On this Thursday, In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us. You heard the man, John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. That's Figgy Fig. And you on the text line, 713-572-4610. Or you can join us on the Mo Karam and Drew Lawyer live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Nothing. I guess we got to start here, huh?
Yeah.
I don't want to. I have to.
We have to. The news of the day is one that takes me back. It puts me in the way back machine in a way, and I think you'll understand this better because you actually were doing radio in this space.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember when it came to football, you hit a certain time of year and everybody was like, well, time to hit the police blotter. Time to hit the police scanner. Because that was how you did radio.
There were trackers.
At this time of year. It was like, well, who's getting arrested? And now you are the topic of discussion.
Yeah.
And one of the things I've often kind of, I don't know, been excited about or happy about is that Roger Goodell kind of went away from being like the tough on crime commissioner. Because you remember, he came into the league and he was like, I'm going to be the Texas Hammer of the NFL, right? I'm going to make sure that that's probably not fair, but I'm going to make sure that, you know, like, we're doing the crime and punishment. We're going to make sure that this league is more upstanding than it had previously been, which obviously speaks to the, you know, perception of the league or what have you. And I think he got to a point where he realized litigating all this stuff is not in my interest.
And it's not good.
No.
Yeah, for them.
I mean, they had gotten in so many debates and fights with the PA, the Players Association. And I think the league got to a point where they realized, hey, man, we don't actually want to be doing this. Sometimes to their detriment, right? Sometimes it made them look bad because they're out here waiting for the legal system to operate at its pace and, you know, their PR. But it feels like they had gotten to that place. And now fast forward to June 12th, 2025, day one of summer for the Houston Texans as we come into the space. And what are we doing? Police scanner watching as we got information. Kudos to the Houston Chronicle. Kudos to Jonathan M. Alexander and Catherine Dominguez, who are on this story. Jimmy Ward, safety for the Houston Texans, has been arrested or was arrested this morning following what has been described as a family violence incident in Magnolia. So I will take you to a segment that I like to call reading. Texas safety Jimmy Ward is facing a felony assault family violence charge in Montgomery County following an incident at his home in Magnolia early Thursday. According to information from Montgomery County Jail, Ward was accused of strangulation and arrested on the scene around 5:30 a.m. He's held without bond. Those are the main things. No other information at this point. Omar Majoub, who is the senior director of communications for the Texans, said that they're aware of the report, they're gathering more information, and they have no further comments. So that's where we start on this particular situation. Jimmy Ward has been locked up. We've already seen, and that was kind of indelicate. My apologies, but he has been arrested. We've seen the mugshot, and we're getting more information that one, it is, you know, that accused of strangulation. I'm going to use that word accused because we've got to be careful about the way we talk about these things. But then also, felony assault is what it is, right? So that felony feels like it's it matters. Family violence obviously can mean a number of things, and I don't know how it hits you. But then for me also, the idea that, you know, there's no bond that's been set. And I know on the text line, as there's a lot of people who work in various different
industries. Held with no bond.
But he's held with no bond. Yeah. Where I went in that instance is I think the Houston Chronicle is a fantastic paper. It's a paper of record here in Houston. I think that they would be very careful, and typically newspapers are, and I think I'll lean on your experience here. Newspapers, whenever they're putting something out, especially that could be in a libel or slander, I forget which one is which, slanderous space, they're very careful by going legal and making sure that they have the right reporting, right?
Yeah. So let's get to, you know, sort of the journalistic side of this. You ask yourself, what do you know?
Yes.
Well, you don't know anything. You know, you really don't know anything other than the charges. And so you have to, you know, qualify it, as you just alluded to. So let's do that. We're doing it now. We don't know what happened. What we do know are the charges. And that's where we can, what we can talk about. And, you know, I know a lot of people over the years. I've known a lot of people in law enforcement and in the legal community. And two things stand out.
You had a lot of run-ins?
No, I just got friends,
man. I was just asking.
I got friends.
Just being a journalist, asking questions.
There you go. That's a good question. No. Two things stand out. Not no bond has been set, held with no bond. And that's a big distinction.
Right. And I think that there's people that have noted on the text line here, again, 713-572-4610, that, you know, I mean, this is 5:30 in the morning. Like, is there even a judge that's available to set bond if that's the case?
Yeah.
However, I think that the wording is probably intentional. I leave room, obviously, for the idea that maybe there's an oversight or what have you. Yeah. I don't know. But they specifically said held without bond.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I imagine in my mind that they would have said bond has not been set.
Correct.
In another instance.
Yeah.
But it is possible that maybe just a judge has not been there. Magnolia County probably, I mean, every county works in different spaces, and there's people from the 936. Again, I'm just reading this off of the text line. Take it for what you will. But they said they're a criminal defense attorney who deals with Montgomery County. And that, you know, oh, actually, that might be the wrong one. But I saw someone earlier mention the idea that Montgomery County, you know, they might set it, you know, later in the day, as might be kind of their MO typically. Mm-hmm. I can't speak to that. I'm leaning on the experience of someone who's texting in. But also, I did my quick cursory search on Google, as everybody does in these type of instances, to try and make themselves a pseudo lawyer or what have you, understanding I have no JD or anything. But like in Texas, there is pathways depending on the severity of the incident for no bond to be set. And I do wonder, especially with that word felony being in there, if that is what we're talking about when we talk about the severity of this, where they can immediately get themselves to be to a place where there will be no bond.
And that's the other word. That's the other part. I said two things stand out, held with no bond. The other word is felony. And then, you know, just kind of leaning on my friendships with law enforcement. I'm not saying this is gospel, but I am saying I've been told this multiple times. In fact, I kind of checked in on it this morning, driving into the station to make sure I was right. When they say felony, that means the officers on the scene saw enough that the alleged victim needed some level of medical attention, whether going to the hospital, EMS on the scene, whatever it would be, because you have domestic violence that you hear about a lot. Felony, domestic, is a totally different animal. That means there was some level of judgment by the officers on the scene that this person needed medical attention. So those two things are not great.
No. And then I don't know how you view this, but me personally, I subscribe to that, you know, kind of thought of after 2 a.m., good things probably ain't going to happen. And it's not quite that, because 5:30 a.m. is where we start getting into the just, are you up in the morning or are you up late, right? Like, there's two kind of different barometers. But I saw that 5:30 a.m. arrest, and I was like, ooh, I don't think that feels good either when we're talking about late in the night or early in the wee hours of the morning, having something like that happen. All those things paired together for me to go to, like, this is probably not a good thing. Mm-hmm. But, of course, again, we leave room for the idea.
Of course.
There's still opportunities to learn more information, to get more details, and for, obviously, the possibility of Jimmy Ward to be vindicated within all this. But I just, one, it is very odd for the Texans to be in this circumstance. Mm-hmm. It almost feels like, and maybe I shouldn't say feels like, this organization has been very very forward thinking in making sure that they do not find themselves in this place with the guys that they you know, acquire, making sure that they are good stewards of, you know, what they do. But Jimmy Ward did not even feel like he would be that. And I think that
never.
This does.
But that happens. You know, nobody knows.
Right. I think that if in a way of, you know, getting on my soapbox, being in a PSA mode.
Yeah.
That's one of the things about, you know, potential, occurrences of this nature is that you cannot say, well, this person would never do that.
Exactly.
I don't know that.
You can think that.
And you can maybe hope that, but, you know, I don't know that you can say that with a certainty. But I think that for me, I'm interested in, because there's a lot of places where you can find a level of intrigue within this. Obviously, again, not excited about any of this. But I am interested because, again, the Texans have not had many instances like this, especially in the near in the recent past. Like, this will be the first kind of major thing of the D'Amico Ryans era, would it not?
I would guess so.
I'd be interested to see, especially in this new iteration, the organization as a whole. Cal McNair at the top of it. Nick Caserio in the driver's seat. D'Amico Ryans as the head coach. What they ultimately do, if this is substantiated, if we get to a place where it's like, yo, this, there's actually something nefarious here.
Yeah.
How they handled it, because, I mean, this is an organization, like I said, in the past has been viewed as very, very stringent. Where do they sit in this current iteration on how they handle things in this nature?
Well, that's where you look at ownership. And I don't think a lot has changed in that regard from Bob McNair to Cal and Hannah McNair. I just don't. My personal opinion. So that's where you look at ownership. The other thing is, let's look at the team. You know, D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio alluded to it today with Payne and Pendergast. That is their culture. Their culture is getting the right people in, people that fit what they do, that not just have high character, because they got some dogs, you know, as well on the field, but people who are professional and understand what the situation is here. So, yes. And then there's a football aspect of it.
Right. And
I
wanted to save that to later, because I want to make it clear, like, obviously the matters of you know, personal safety and, you know, obviously the things that are the most important things are the most important things. I wanted to get to that first. But obviously it's a sports station. This is about ultimately still about football.
Mm-hmm.
I do wonder also how this factors in, because Jimmy Ward, and this feels like it feels like not quite the right word, but it's the word that comes to mind here, is more expendable than he had been at any other time in his Texans tenure.
Mm-hmm.
We have C.J. Gardner-Johnson in, who we imagine as the starter there when it comes to safety. Jimmy Ward is a valuable veteran leadership role player. There's very many places where he could step in. He is a valued voice. However, I don't think he is absolutely necessary for you to do what you need to do in the upcoming season. And I do wonder if push comes to shove and you have to make a decision, if that doesn't factor in to a place where you're not hurt as a team, and maybe that makes it a little bit easier. Like what we were talking about with the kicker in Baltimore, with Justin Tucker.
Yeah.
Like if you are, you know, maybe a little bit more expendable, you're not as much of a load-bearing wall of sorts. Does that make it easier for you to do, quote unquote, the right thing in a circumstance where you need to?
Well, let's dig on that in a bit, because I do have some thoughts on it specific to what you were talking about.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what we know as of right now. We'll try and keep an eye on the story as it continues to develop. If we get more information, when we get more information, we will pass that along. But yeah, man, Jimmy Ward, Texan safety, has been arrested or was arrested earlier this morning. He is facing a felony assault family violence charge in Montgomery County after being arrested at 5:30 a.m. this morning. And so that's what we know for the most part. He's being held without bond is the terminology that the Houston Chronicle reported. And we'll let you know if anything changes in that regard, if anything else shows up in that regard. But a wild way to start the first day of the summer.
40 days and, 39 to go.
Yeah, and the one thing I imagine that we should all kind of cross our fingers and pray to whatever deities that you seem to, that you believe in, is that this does not set any level of tone for the offseason that the Texans have, because that would be very, very problematic if that was the case. But there you go. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. A weird way to start a Thursday here in the loop, but we start a Thursday nonetheless. Coming up next, it is worth remembering that just this morning, Nick Caserio was talking with Payne and Pendergast. I kind of want to dig into some of this, including C.J. Stroud in particular came up, especially with what he is going into with this new offense. Nick Caserio gave his kind of perspective. Let's chop that up next. Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. Hope that you're staying dry out there in the greater Houston area. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. Obviously, news of the day. Jimmy Ward has been arrested on felony assault, family violence charges. Many people getting in on the text line with various levels of expertise. We appreciate you sharing that with us. 713-572-4610. Are you chuckling over there?
And some no expertise.
Well, I guess that is fair. And that's one of the things that's tough. And I
hope caught him.
Which, to be fair, though, the person who said that is like, you know, obviously in the instance that an actual felony charge is, or it comes into a conviction space, which I don't even think that you need to say that, because I feel like when you have a felony conviction charge,
it's a little early.
Very early in that case. But if that was the case, to come to be, yeah, I think the teams would get themselves to that place for sure. But yeah, man, please understand. I'll try and read text as I can, and I do appreciate you guys sharing with us, because it does kind of help us, especially where you do have experience. But I can't really verify that on the text line, so I'm trying to be as responsible as I can, not just, you know, saying everything, or at least if I do say something, really couching it in the understanding that, hey, I am reading this off of the text line, and I'm trying to be as careful. However, you know, take it for what you will. But it's, again, trying to be delicate with the situation, and of course, shout out to the Houston Chronicle, who's on top of this when it comes to the reporting. We will lean on their reporting as much as we can, and then whatever other reporting that we get, we will pass on to you in due time. I think there will be a conversation that we will have at some point in the show also about, you know, should this come to pass? Because obviously, again, as you mentioned, it's early.
Yeah.
But what does that mean for the Texans defensively as well? Because as much as he's not looked at as a starter right now, what does that also mean for the depth? The depth was at your defensive back position was a thing
he's
that
integral.
We were talking about. He does feel
integral.
For sure. So we'll talk about that at some point. But it's funny because on whenever you get the programming note that Nick Caserio will be on with Payne and Pendergast, I think from our perspectives, we're like, all right, well, there's some things that we're going to talk about. And somehow that got pushed to second here today. Mm-hmm. As Nick Caserio will do, he's want to do from time to time, is join Sean and Seth in the morning. He did that this morning, 7:15, if you want to use the Radio Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. But he's joined them for 45 minutes, as he is want to do with them. And it was another interesting conversation, jovial between the fellas. It was good. Just good listening, first and foremost. But I think that there's many things to always parse whenever he gives it to us. And I think that, praising Sean and Seth, he's gotten very comfortable talking with them.
Yeah.
And one of the things he talked about was CJ Stroud.
Yeah, this was really, really revealing and interesting. And shout out to Nick Caserio for being as candid as he was, because, you know, they asked him about the whole 2003-2004 thing, the comments from CJ Stroud about watching Tom Brady and, you know, this Patriots style offense. And we can safely say that now. I mean, you know, it pretty much, because even Nick Caserio was saying, oh, yeah. you know, he went back and talked about some of the things that they went through trying to implement that offense, et cetera.
Yeah, the evidence is mounting up.
Yeah,
obviously, again, though, Nick Caseri, he said it earlier today as well, like the idea that Nick Haley has experience in multiple systems.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Jake Andrews familiar with this system.
Yeah.
I mean, various other places where you go familiar with the system dating back to New England, where it feels like that's going to be a strong influence, if not the full foundation of what they're doing this year.
Yeah, we know what this system is, at least in my mind, we know. And I think most people would agree. But here's where it was fun to listen to and very insightful. You know, they talked about, Seth talked about how Brock Osweiler once upon a time said, I'm paraphrasing, but kind of said, yeah, I don't need to worry about, this was the Bill O'Brien years and all that, trying to implement this system.
Emulating Tom Brady.
Yeah. And he's like, nah, I'm going to go ahead and be my own man.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my own thing. I'm like, I don't know how'd that work out. So what I got out of that is not only, you know, do you need to and want to, you know, have your quarterback emulate some of the characteristics, if nothing else, just techniques and strategies that they implemented with Tom Brady. But he, number one, he has to be receptive. And number two, he has to be capable of it. It's not an easy thing. You know, it's not an easy thing for a quarterback to, you know, blocking assignments and receivers and having that connection and understanding, you know, what to do at the line of scrimmage. So I was actually kind of like encouraged in a number of ways, because they feel like, not CJ Stroud said, I've wanted this.
Yes,
he did. I got it. But not only that, they seem to feel, Nick Caseri in particular, feel like, oh yeah, he's the guy that can do this. You know, that was encouraging.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, and I think also, and Seth made this point, which obviously is worthwhile, the idea that the tape that he's going back and watching of Brady is of a particular time, 03, 04, early years Brady, when it is very easy to point to the idea that that was an offense that was largely run-driven, where it was not the Tom Brady that we got used to seeing towards the back end, where he is just, like, with his arm for the most part,
yeah,
and obviously with his brain, though. you know, manipulating everything and being the engine of this. He was more of the manager of this. And of course, the game manager kind of, you know, the tag ultimately has some connotations that I don't really mean, but I think just purely the one who's kind of orchestrating this. Maybe maestro is the way that I work with this. I don't know. But I think that is absolutely the place that you want CJ Stroud to be in. I very much want CJ Stroud to be central in this space. Also because this feels like this speaks to, you know, setting protections, obviously, which I think is going to be a big part of it. That was a conversation we had last year with, you know, who do you have at the center position that has that level of experience to be the guy that's setting protections? Mm-hmm. Typically, if you have a younger quarterback, you want a maybe more experienced center to do that. And it feels like now you're getting CJ Stroud to the point of experience and maybe just with an opportunity of being just the quarterback in general to be the guy who sets protections. And I wonder if that was a portion of frustration for him last year where he's like, just let me do it, dog. Like, at least if I'm going to be running for my life, it'll be because of my own doings. I think there's part of it. And he also had the conversation with Seth this morning, Nick Caserio, about how that factors in the run game as well, and making that more successful and setting how the run blocking scheme would be on the field, right? Him having that level of control. I'm very excited to see like CJ Stroud's IQ, his football IQ, put into that level of use in this situation where he gets to not just make the changes on the plays, like make those audibles and make it right, but make it right by making sure the protection is set. Make it right by making sure that, you know, the guys are, you know, the run game or the run call that has been
called receivers
fits well. And obviously the receivers in that degree.
Man, there is no guarantee. Oh, he's taken to the Tom Brady thing. I mean, it doesn't mean he's going to be Tom Brady. But the confidence level they have in him, the confidence level he has in himself, and I thought you hit it right on the point. We speculated about this after the season. You know, the kind of the frustration level he had with Bobby Slowick. We speculated, you know, if I'm going to go down, let me go down on my shield, you know? In other words, he wanted to have more control about on these things. So it was very enlightening. I thought it was very promising. And then he also spoke, you know, just about he thought it was much ado about nothing with the whole not throwing thing. And they were, you know, sort of just regulating his number of throws. And that C.J. Stroud, you know, clearly has gotten bigger. Sean Pendergast brought that up. He's been out there. Bigger and stronger.
What do you make of that? Because me and you just have not talked about that as much, but that has been a note. He does look like he's been stronger. He's talked about it himself, saying that he PR'd in multiple things this offseason, just lifting and getting in there. What do you make of that? Like, do you think that there's anything to be taken from that on what we could possibly see? Because I know you were a big proponent of seeing CJ use the legs a little bit more.
Yeah, I think it's two things, though. Number one, I think it's just durability. It's a simple durability. You know, Nick again this morning alluded to, you know, they have these sort of parting meetings with every player. I'm sure they told him, look, man, we know you got beat up. We're going to try to fix that. But we'd like to see you, you know, maybe get a little bit more mature physically, et cetera. But the other thing is exactly that. You know, they do one thing Tom Brady did not do a lot of is run.
I wonder why that is
in that offense. But keep in mind, Nick Caley got that little taste of the Sean McVay stuff, and maybe there's a little bit more mobility, whether it's even not just runs and called runs, but just mobility in some of the called designs.
Yeah. Which I'm very intrigued as to what that looks like, because, again, this is where the merging of offenses matter. As much as we could talk about a New England-based offense, how often did New England have a quarterback capable and willing of running the football with any level of regularity? Mm-hmm. So if you're implementing that into it, that's definitely something that is outside of the realm of, I guess, a copy-paste New England offense that's, you know, being put in as the Texans offense. So I'd be very interested to see how they implement that, especially, you know, is that kind of bootlegs in the same way that we saw
bootlegs, rollouts, all that
implemented there.
Yeah.
Or do you end up with, like, you know, straight up like veer type run, you know, run plays or options
or
in
levels.
That space?
You know, you got guys that can catch the ball out of the backfield. Maybe roll them and be a little bit more mobile and quicker to the edges. And you got, you know, the first level, second level, third level of receivers. They like to do that. You know,
they do like to do that.
So maybe something along those lines.
Okay. Yeah. I'm very intrigued. But yeah, I mean, it's obviously all of this things that we kind of started thinking about with CJ. But look. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the way that the Texans are handling CJ in particular, and I know obviously shoulder outside of that, right? We don't even have to talk about that at this point. But it feels like they're putting CJ in a place to really have a blow up of a second year, and blow up is probably not the right word, but a glow up maybe is the way of a third year here, especially after all of the national media kind of conversation centered around how the second season did not look like the first. I think that he is setting himself up, at least when it comes to preparedness, to have just a fantastic, phenomenal third season, which I think everybody under sound of my voice is invested in, and to a great degree.
And I do love the candor of our listeners. Love you guys so much from the 346 talking about Jimmy Ward. At least he's in Montgomery County Jail, not Harris County Jail. That's much easier to navigate. Okay, I'll take your word for it.
I as someone who has not been through either system, I will take your word for it. I will say, and this
they're nicer to you in Montgomery County.
What's funny is there's a lot of people that think like that. They've been through it all. Yes. Where they're like, oh no, you good if you over here.
Yeah, you want to go if
you
don't want
to be in Harris County, but Montgomery County, they good.
You get good.
Depending on who you are. Also,
it's a lot of people that be talking like that.
We cannot dismiss the idea of having money in our legal system to be able to utilize the best of the best when it comes to lawyers and such. Did we ever work on the reckless speculation drop?
Kind of.
All right, don't worry about it.
I do have this one.
That's right. But yes, the regular speculation.
Shout out to our listener. I won't say your name. Clearly, he's been in both. He's like, oh, Montgomery County? That's gravy.
Is that how you took it?
I guess if you got to find a bright spot in this.
Yeah. You don't know if they work corrections in both spaces, though? But yeah, the reckless speculation I was going to throw out there, though, is wouldn't you imagine that that Harris County would be, I guess, easier? Considering like the Texans exist in Harris County, I imagine that Harris County police,
in that regard, yeah,
right, like police officers in the area would have some level of like relationship with the Texans, if for no other reason than police officers that work events and stuff, as opposed to Montgomery County where there might not be
maybe
as much
from that point of view.
I don't know. That's just a thought that I had. But again, reckless speculation. Don't do anything with that.
That was funny.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Thursday. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day in honor of the New York Knicks. Getting out here, still trying to sleep with anybody else's wife. And when it comes to trying to steal people's coaches, what's your most memorable rejection? 713-572-4610. Let's do that next. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to our question of the day. What's your most memorable rejection? Work, family, personal life, otherwise? Let us know. 713-572-4610. This comes up because the New York Knicks did it again. The New York Knicks did it again.
Is it five now?
I can think of only three off the top of my head. So you let me know if there's some other ones.
They had two yesterday.
Yeah. They reached out to the Hawks, the Timberwolves.
That's right. I remember the Hawks.
The Rockets.
The ones that I remember. Oh, yeah. No, that's five. Yeah. It started with the idea once the New York Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau from being their head coach after their second round exit from the Eastern Conference playoffs. The report was that they were interested in Jason Kidd and Ime Udoka of the Mavs and Rockets, respectively. To which, I mean, here locally, it was like the answer was bleep no.
Yeah.
And that's not just from the fans. That seemed to be from the organization, right? Stephen A. Smith got out here, like, he got a text while he was working that in essence read bleep no.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have enough money in the world to make that one happen, which. Good job, Rockets. Way to go there. But also, the Dallas Mavericks, like, they just came out, I think, yesterday with a statement on this that this was asinine, which is like, hey, you want to say that a little earlier? Right? Like, you sure? Jason Kidd, you sure you didn't have some interest? But yeah, so there was that. Then we found out, Fig, I think, was that yesterday or the day before that the Knicks were interested in Quinn Snyder, who's currently the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah.
We also knew about Chris Finch a couple days ago as well.
So it is five.
The head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And then didn't they just ask, Billy Donovan?
Billy Donovan, yeah.
Yeah, that's the other one. Yeah.
Who is the head coach of the Chicago Bulls. And I was like, damn, we not even still talking about great head coaches no more.
It's getting to the point where coaches in the NBA are like, hey, ask about me.
Hey, at this point, I want them to keep going. Go through every single team.
They have been rejected and rejected and rejected.
I want to see who say yes.
Yeah. Like, at this point, this is some kind of weird kink. Yeah. Like, y'all like this. Because I was like,
it's definitely a category.
And I get, to be fair, like, Billy Donovan, really, really good college basketball coach, won a couple of titles with Florida back in the day, was okay, I think, in Oklahoma City.
Coach.
I think he was solid.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how successful one can be with the Bulls in general, but the Bulls had a little bit of a better season this year than, I guess, some of the years past. So maybe that's the reason why you go about it. But I'm like, dog, I want to see how far this goes. Like, who do they call that makes us go, all right, are you sure?
They're going to call
Hey,
some
call
team.
Boston.
They're going to call some team. They're going to search. Yes, please. Yes.
Yeah,
please.
Just go ahead. You got them.
Yeah, I want them to call Boston. See what's up with Boston. Hey, hell, call OKC right now.
In the middle of it. Yeah. Hey, Mark Dagnall, I see that you're playing Rick Carlisle. Too many minutes. You want to come coach?
Call Rick Carlisle right now.
Right now.
just unbelievable. Yeah. Like, and what's funny is, and I saw Spo tweet about this, the idea that hey, man, we're getting closer and closer to NBA draft time. Like, it is fair to note that what team would willingly put themselves in a place where they need to look for a coach anew because they're willing to let you come take their coach?
That too.
Yeah.
At this point in time in the year.
Unless you're a team that's probably about to fire your coach already or randomly or whatever, and you just say, hey, I don't know what you could trade for him or get for him, but maybe it's something like that, but yeah. I doubt it.
Mm-hmm. Knicks are hilarious. Very, very funny. Very funny indeed. So that led us to what's your most memorable rejection, as people already weighing in on from the 346. Got rejected for a manager job at Target because they were told they had too much experience.
Oh, that happens a lot.
The too much experience is always hilarious to me because it's like, so I'm supposed, like, how's that your problem?
I got denied a lot of jobs, not recently, but as I was doing this job before I got full time, because I guess the resume kind of scared them, because I was only doing radio and I was trying to get a job at a grocery store. Mm-hmm. And they was just like, nah.
All right, Lopez, I feel like you teased us earlier with the notion of you rejecting yourself somehow.
Yes, I rejected myself for a well-known mass murderer.
Figgy, this sounds like a cop-out, don't it?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I want to hear what this
is. No,
first.
I won't. I'll give you the non-cop-outs first. I mentioned the one earlier.
Okay, so he's admitting
I've never been rejected, but I rejected.
No. I rejected myself, but I'll get to that in a second. So the one I mentioned earlier was the National. It was a huge, huge sports daily newspaper. They tried to make it like some of these international, like L'Equipe, you know, from France, and what's the Italian one? Frank DeFord.
The one that I think about in Italy, though, is a soccer one.
Yeah, but there's another national. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They tried to make it the National Sports Daily. And Frank DeFord, at the time, the premier sports writer in America, Sports Illustrated, bunch of books, all that stuff, was the editor-in-chief. And I was only at the Chronicle for about six months or so. And it was 1990, and I got a call from someone, and they said, hey, you know, we want to interview you for this National College Football job. I think it was pretty sure it was that. Yeah, cover National College Football for the National. I was like, well, I just got here, but I mean, come on, you know, you know, money and a national presence and all that stuff. It was in New York City. And I was going to interview with Frank DeFord. And so they flew me up. They put me in the Marriott Marquis. Meals, the whole nine yards.
He got flued out.
Yeah, everything. You know, had a car. They had a car waiting for me to go interview with and speak with Frank DeFord. And it turns out he really did, and this is not, I mean, he really did, like, have me on his list. Wanted me. Yeah, you know,
what? What are you laughing at?
The way you curled your lip right there.
No, I was agreeing. I said, sure. I did nothing wrong.
The National's number one investor, I think his sole owner, was a billionaire out of Mexico. And I walked into Frank DeFord's office, and within 3 seconds, I knew. He looked at me, says, I love your writing. You know, I think you're really good. And I went, why am I even here then? It turns out.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It turns out they interviewed me because I was Hispanic. And they wanted to tell the big owner, hey, there's this guy. Wait, he's on our radar. But they had already given the job. I forgot. It was a really famous guy, too, that ended up being their National College Football writer. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go have a nice dinner. I had a steak dinner that night.
Apparently, it didn't beat you up too much because you didn't remember old boy's name.
Yeah, I'll have to look it up. I don't remember his name.
Like, I got a homeboy who used to play in the league, and he did not get a whole big contract because somebody else got it. I think it was LaVishka Chenault or something like that. And so he's like, he remembers that name.
Yeah,
that name
he
sticks
remembers
with
that him. Name. And then there's always the personal level. I'm sure a lot of guys have the rejection by a girl. But one that stands out, I think it was also 7th or 8th grade. Sean was talking about that earlier. You know, crush and all that stuff. We know the drill. And, you know, I asked her if she wanted to be my girlfriend, however I asked her or whatever it was. And she not only said, I think we should be, we're friends, that whole thing.
Yeah, don't want to ruin the friendship, of course.
She said, I think of you like my brother.
There it is. That's the one.
Like my brother.
That's the one. Shot to the heart. You're done. Like 10 count.
Like my brother.
That's right.
It's like, what?
Sorry, man.
Okay, but here's the one.
Wait, you got? There's more?
No, the one where I rejected myself for a murder, a well-known murderer. Figgy, I've told you this story in the past. I was flying out of Denver, covering a football game. This is early in my career at the Chronicle in the early 90s, or in the mid-90s, because it was after the fact, and you'll know what the fact was here in a second. The plane, I got upgraded to first class.
Nice.
I mean, because I had so many points with Continental. It was Continental back then. And I'm sitting down. They're about to pull off the gate. And the red coat comes in, you know, the person at the gate, and says, "Mr. Lopez, we have a passenger that paid full price for the first class ticket. You don't have to move because we were about to pull out, and he can have to take a seat somewhere in the back, whatever." And just trying to be nice, I said, "Eh."
That was your first mistake.
Yep, it was. I said, "Yeah, I'll go to the back. I don't care. I just want to get home, you know, whatever." Got my stuff out of the overhead bin, pull it down, start walking to the back. I turn around. O.J. Simpson.
Oh.
O.J. Simpson was late to the gate, which is ironic given his hurt.
Yeah, I thought that was the whole idea, is that he's good about navigating the airport.
Which is like ironic given the old Hertz commercials.
Is that just when he's deplaning that he's good about
this
moving to the airport?
This was after the trial. This was after the trial.
So you was nice enough to give a murderer your seat, huh?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I went, if I'd have known that, I said, hell no. Hell no.
Man. So there's some more coming in from the 832. They said they interviewed with Enron summer of 2001, received a rejection letter. I think you understand the way that they sued themselves on that one, seeing as they had a job once it imploded in December. On the YouTube page, this is great from Rob, who said, you know, that he was dealing with his daughter's kindergarten graduation, went up to another girl's mom because, like, their, you know, their daughters, I guess, had become some level of friends. So he asked the mother if they could exchange information so the kids could get together during the summer.
Yeah.
Apparently the mother said, "Oh, yeah, no, I have work."
She knew what was up.
you think that our guy Rob was
trying to be
slick?
Hey, you don't have to lie.
Nah, he's trying to be slick.
You don't have to lie to us, Ron. Is it
Ron? Was like, the babies need together and have fun over the summer.
You know, they can play. Yeah. And we'll just sit and chat.
That's right. Yeah.
Hey, salute to him. That was a slick way to do it.
See, y'all, Rob, I believe that she was on the up and up there.
936, a girl I liked in middle school referred to me and my friend as Matt and the Fat Kid. My name ain't Matt.
Damn, dog. Damn, dog. Like, dang. You want a pet name, but not that one. I'll tell you, not that one.
What about you?
All right, so mine is still frustrating to this day, just because what was the point? Mm-hmm. So I had a friend of mine that, like, you know, you meet people over the internet, and then now in this day and age, you know, homegirl, distance. She lets me know, like, yo, I'm going to be in Houston. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, you want to do something? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, me being me, and maybe this is what it was like, but we had, conversations about music. I was like, there's this jazz lounge I've been meaning to check out. Would you like to go? All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All this set up. Day of comes, right? Next few days, day of comes. I'm like, all right, just checking in. Boom, boom, boom. No response. Get a little bit closer. All right. I'm getting ready to leave out. Are we still good? No response. Straight ghosted. And I was like, all right, it'd be one thing if it was like I had set this up. You hit me up.
Yes.
Why? Like, how did that happen? Like, to this day, the weirdest rejection, because
you were a backup plan.
Have you talked to her since?
That might have been it.
You were a backup plan.
Yeah.
That might have been it. I did talk to her a little bit later. Mm-hmm. But
that's worse. Not to make it even worse, but that has all the markings of, yeah, I'll go out with him. But yeah.
Thanks, dog. Appreciate you.
If this plan don't work out, then I'll go to the jazz bar.
Yeah, I was like, hey. Hey, thanks for considering my time. Yeah,
that's wrong, man.
And my thing about it was like, you didn't have to. Like, if you had nothing, like, that's fine.
I would have been totally fine.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that one still annoys me to this day. Some other ones that came in from 346, they said in their early 20s, smartphones had started taking over, but they were a month away from their upgrade, so they still had a flip phone. Girl turned them down off of the flip phone. Hey, man. Having an Android out here probably gets you in that same space. And then Lamont on the YouTube page said this: after getting out of the military, had lunch for an interview at a barbecue spot. When got his food, sprinkled a little salt and pepper on the sides before eating it.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy came over, said, thank you for your time, and left.
What?
Apparently adding seasoning to the food that the chef made.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently that make him feel some type of way.
Immediately grabbing the salt shaker.
That's tough, yeah, man. And that makes him feel some type of way. Oh, Rob said his single dad issues. All right, yep. And see, I was defending you.
I was defending you, Rob. You don't got to lie to us, man.
Trying to be slick.
You don't got
to
lie to us.
She saw through the matrix, brother. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we go around the NFL. And how about we add a special guest, possibly?
How about that?
Let's see about Mo City Kid. A&M alum and Super Bowl champion Anais Smith. Let's talk to him next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.